Blog Talk Radio. so much power in him. He paid such an awesome price just for you.
Hello, welcome everybody. The song that just played was Something Happens by Bashir Hilliard. With that being said, Prolific Fire Ministry is pleased to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Faith. Prophetess Faith, you're on the air.
Hello, 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 hello to everyone on Faith on the Line. I want to say hello to you all. As you all was coming in, I was seeing you all coming in. I want to thank God for you all coming on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for those on the phone line. I want to thank and praise God for you all on Periscope. And I want to thank and praise God for you all. And I want to let you all know that you could be elsewhere, but thank God that you all chose to come on on Faith on the Line, joining with Prolific Fire, and I thank and praise God how we both are ministry together. I thank and praise God for it, and I also want to let you all know that Faith on the Line is a prayer line, and it consists as faith. We have in faith, we believe, and we trust God no matter what. No matter how bad, no matter how hard, and no matter what the devil throw at us, we still have to trust God we still got to have faith and trust God no matter what. And so if you're a newcomer, I want to let you know, we always quote the scripture in Hebrew, the 11th chapter, where it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I thank and praise God that we all, when we walk by faith and not by sight, faith is what's going to carry us. It's faith that's going to take us to that next level that God has us. It's faith is what's going to help us to get through. Faith is going to help us to stay in Christ. Faith is going to help us to be able to stay saved. And I thank and praise God for faith, because without faith, I wouldn't know which way to go. And so as I get ready to pray, I want you all to join your faith with me, whatever's going on. Or if it may be sickness, or maybe challenges you're having in your finance, or maybe something you need from God. And I know I do. It's so many things that I ask God for, and I'm trusting and believing him to do those things. And I also want to thank and praise God also for how God is going to bring healing to my body. And I thank and praise God for that also, because I'm not going to accept nothing that the doctor or the enemy throw at me. I'm not going to accept it. The word of God say, I am healed, and that's what I'm going to stand on. I'm healed no matter what nobody say. And I thank and praise God, and I thank and praise God every day of my life. And I want to let you all know to be encouraged, to trust God no matter what. And as I get ready to pray, let's trust God and believe God for whatever we believe in him to do. Because I know he's a God that can fix things. I know he's a God that can heal. I know he's a God that can bring the above. God can do it all. And I want to say hello to all of those joining in. And I want to let you all know, If you write any prayer requests up there, they will be seen. Me and Prophet Stacy will pray over them, and we will continue to keep you in prayer. And I thank and praise God for you. So now, as I get ready to pray, if any join in, if while I'm praying, they can also come on in, and then we'll just those also. I pray for the replay viewers. So let's trust God, because God is able to do whatever we ask him to do. Just like the songwriter, when you call Jesus, something happened. Yes, it does. Something happened when you call on the name of Jesus. And that's what we have to do. We have to call on Jesus when things come in our life, in our marriage. I know how it is to be able to, I know how it is when a husband walk off and leave you. I know how that is, and I know how it is when a child is sick. I know how that is. I know how it is to be a mom and have a whole lot of things that you have to do and some things are challenging, but God is able to fix it all. And I thank and praise God for that. So let's pray, and let's trust God, and let's believe God, because God is bigger than our problem. He's bigger than our situation. He's bigger than anything that we try to fix. We can't fix it. So we have no other choice but to trust God in everything we do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I come to you on tonight, God, Lord, thanking and praising you, God, for everything that you are and everything that you're going to do and everything that you already have done. First of all, God, we want to come to you, God, and we want to say, Lord, forgive us for any sin that we committed or any sin we omitted today, God, was not of you, God. And, Lord, we want to thank you even now, God, right now, God, for how you just watching over us, how you, Lord God, begin to, Lord, line your word up, Lord, line our body up in your word, God, how you begin to call, Lord, we begin to call on you, and you begin to answer. You step right on in when the enemy trying to come in, God, you step in like a flood. And, God, we thank you right now. I thank you, Lord God, for all of the above that you are doing. I thank you, God, right now for my sister that's on Periscope, my brother and my sisters and brothers on the phone line. I thank and praise you, God, for those that even going to tune in for the replay. Lord, I even thank you for those, Lord God, that just going right through by this page, God, that's going to come in and just, Lord God, to see what they see what it's all about. I thank you for those that the spies, Lord. I thank you for the ones that, Lord God, that want to be. The world to be on faithful and lying, God. I thank God for them so much, Lord. And Lord God, I ask you to touch right now, God. Lord, I ask you to strengthen right now, God. Touch that sister or that brother, God, right now, God. Even what they are believing you for, God. Maybe someone needs you, God. That you will stand up, God. Excuse me. That you will, Lord God, touch, God. That you will be able to, God, heal them. Heal them where they're hurting, God. Somebody, you don't all the time have to be in pain to be hurting, God. Touch that hurting heart, God. Touch that mind, God. Touch, Lord God. Someone, Lord God, may need you, Lord God, for to be a financial situation, God. They're in a financial bind, God. We ask you to open up your windows of heaven and pull them out, blessing, God, that they will have room enough to receive it, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now, even now, God, that you begin to do it, God. Bless them, God, and open up a door, God. Somebody believe you for a job, God. Open that door right now in the name of Jesus. God, your word says speak those things though they were. We speak that that door will come open in your name, Jesus. That job will become open for my sister or my brother, God. Lord, whatever they believe you for, Lord God, that even in school, Lord God, that finance will come through for this. That's my sister or my brother. Touch them right now, God. The door will come open that they will be able to walk in and be able to, Lord God, fulfill their dreams and do what, Lord God, their heart desires set for them to do. But your word tells us, God, just a little faith. We just have this a little faith of a mustard seed, God. Your word say, Lord God, that you will grant it, God. And I thank you right now, God. Somebody, God, that maybe, Lord God, will need you, God. But, Lord God, that you will take care of that foreclosed home, that business, God. Lord God, someone may need you, Lord God, because they're trying to relocate somewhere, God, and they don't have the finance to do it, God. We ask you to open up a door, God, that finance will come forward right now in the name of Jesus. God, I even ask you, God, even while we're praying, God, for finance, God. Look up on the ones, Lord God. This was in that, Lord God. Lord, touch the one was in the earthquake, God. We ask you, Lord God, restore the people, God. Lord, rebuild, God. Get them, Lord God. Help, Lord God, to donate the money to help to rebuild their place, their home, God. And, Lord, even the ones that trapped under the rubble, we decree and declare, God, that they will be able to bring them to safety, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, those that are hurting, God, we ask you to heal them, God. Even now, God, we bind, Lord God, even the ones in Houston, Texas, God, we ask you, Lord God, continue to restore, continue to rebuild, continue to, Lord God, bring food, water, God, touch right now. like only you know to do. Do it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak, Lord God, that healing come to someone's body right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare right now, God, heal, Lord God, heal, God. Lord, someone needs you, God, because they are hurting, Lord, in their marriage, God, in their home, God. Touch right now, God. Somebody may be abused, God. And Lord God, verbal abuse, God, physical abuse, we declare right now, we command the enemy to take his hands off of him and that he will loosen him and go back to hell from which he came from. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask you, God, right now, God, someone may need you, God. Someone may need you, God, to, Lord God, to heal them from oppression, depression, God. Bring total deliverance to their mind, God. Set their mind free, God. Heal like never before. Lord, somebody needs you, God, right now, God. They don't know which way to turn, God. They don't know which direction to go, God. They don't know, Lord God, who to call on, Lord, who to turn to, God. But, Lord God, let them know, Lord God, that you are there, God, to heal. You are there, to Lord God, to bring down glory upon their life, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you already because it's done. I thank you already because you're doing it for them, God. I thank you already for all the prayer requests that is up on Periscope. It's coming forward, God. I thank you for every prayer request and everyone that, Lord God, tuned in, God. God, I know you see it. Because your word tell me that you see all, Lord God. You hear us, God, even when we call upon you. You hear us, God. Lord God, your word say, God, you know what we even need, God. Lord, I thank you for the providing that you're getting ready to do. I thank you for the blessings that's thrown upon them right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that they get ready to come out of wherever they in, God. Lord, they get ready to, Lord God, because this year, God, you put a word in my mouth for my, Lord God, that if you get ready to do a new thing, God. Lord, we thank you for the new thing you get ready to do, God. Thank you for the new thing you get ready to bring forth in the lives of those that, Lord God, been, Lord God. We thank you for the new thing, God, that you get ready to do, God. We thank you for it, God. Even as they're coming forward right now, God, we thank you. And we decree and declare right now that the hands of Satan has to go. It will not be able to tear up our home. It will not come between our finances. It will not come up in our marriage. He will not come in and destroy our family. Peace will be restored. We bind the hands of confusion right now. In the name of Jesus, body is going to be healed. Because your word said we already healed, God. We thank you for the healing right now. We decree and declare because your word said it. Lord God, that husband will line up with the word. He will learn how to love. We bind our anger. We bind our temper, Lord God. We bind our hard heart, God. We bind our stubbornness, God. We bind our hatefulness, God. We bind our jealousy, God. We bind our control, God. Lord, we bind out these things, Lord God, because your word says they are not of you. In the name of Jesus, God, we curse it to the root, God. In your name, Jesus, Lord, I thank you for those, Lord God. Somebody, Lord God, is asking you, Lord God. They need something from you, Lord. They don't have the finance. They don't have the credit, God. But, Lord God, your word tell me, God, that, Lord God, we don't need no credit when we're with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you bringing that child back home. Thank you, Lord God, how you rebuilding that home. Thank you, God, how you bringing that child or that sister or that brother or that daughter or that son off of drugs, God, off of alcohol, God, Lord, back home where they belong, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we decree and declare, God, that runaways, God, will come back home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, like you did the prodigal son, yes, Lord, one went away, but he came back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Send them all back home where they belong. Lord, I bind up everything, Lord God, every curse that's over their lives, that everyone that's on today, God, tonight, God, every curse, I curse whatever the enemy, Lord God, that's trying to bring or tear up their home. I come against it in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare it right now, God, that, Lord God, the curse is broken off of their family. Lord, they don't have to act like where they come from. They don't have to live like where they came from. Lord, they can be better than that, God. Lord, I thank you, God, because you're so great. You're so mighty. You're so wonderful, and they are so fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank you, God. We bind the spirit of low self-esteem. We bind the spirit of low self-esteem. You are, God said, you are fruitful. You are someone that he put here. God said he made you fearfully and wonderfully made. I thank God for everything. You don't have to be like where you came from. God said he's the reason you and the way you are. God is going to do a new thing in your life. Just trust and believe it. God, I thank you even now. I thank you for all things that you are doing, God, right now in the name of Jesus. God, help us today, God. Lord, touch that one that don't know you. Give them a heart desire to turn their life to you, God, that they want to come to you, Lord, and they want to be saved, God, that they want to give their heart to you, that they want to be delivered from the world, God, that they want to come over on your side, God. I thank you even now, God. Lord, touch, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Heal those in the hospital, God. Heal, Lord. We speak healing already because your healing already manifesting itself right now, God. Thank you for the healing of the arthritis. Thank you for the healing of cancer, God. Thank you for the healing of migraine, God. Thank you for the healing of high blood pressure, Lord. Thank you for the healing of high cholesterol, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, for the healing of scoliosis and the healing of, Lord, touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare healing, God, because your word says it's already done. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for every blood disease and every, Lord God, Lord, I thank you for every mind up every body cell, Lord God. Every cancer cell, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, it's healed, God. I thank you, God, because your word, every bone disease, every eye disease, God, healed like never before, God. I thank you right now. God, I even thank you, Lord God, that you are doing, Lord God, what your word said you are known to do, God. I thank you, God, that we, Lord, trust you and not the doctors, God. We believe you and not man, God. Thank you, Jesus, because you deserve it all, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, even, Lord God. We bind that spirit, Lord, of bipolar, schizophrenic, God, in the name of Jesus. You will not be hearing voices. You are not crazy. You are not, Lord God. We bind those spirits right now because they are not of you. They are the enemy, and we bind it and curse it and send it back to hell from which it comes from. Lord, we send it all back to him in the name of Jesus. God, we even curse the stones that traveled. Lord, they gave them all kind of names, God. But your word said you spoke to the wind, and you told the wind to be still. You spoke to the waves, Lord, the water, God, and, Lord, the water began to be still. Lord, the word said you spoke and it stopped, God. So we decree and declare wherever it's going, Lord God, that it will line up and go back into the sea from which it came from in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you because you are so worthy to be praised. And, Lord, I want to give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. I ask you, Lord, to touch that mother, that father, God, that sister, that brother, God. Maybe someone is not being treated right, God. Lord God, touch their family, Lord God. We decree and declare, and we ask you, Lord God, that peace will come in the home. Peace will come in the marriage. Peace will come in our school. Peace will come on a job. Peace, God. Somebody's seeking you for a job, Lord God. Somebody's seeking you, Lord God. That the Lord, where that workplace at, God, that you will step in and that you will bring total deliverance to the bosses, the supervisors, Lord God. Lord, bring them down, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody may be underpaid, God. Lord God, get them their pay, Lord God. Help, Lord God, we decree and declare that they finance, Lord God, that they will get a raise on their job, God, in the name of Jesus. Someone, Lord God, needs you, God, and they need you right now. In Jesus' name, I'll pray, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God and bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord. I forever give you praise. Because praise is what we do. Praise is what I do. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for all of those, Lord God, that tune in on today, tonight. Lord, bless them, God. Cover them, strengthen them, watch over them. In Jesus' name, God, I pray. Lord, I thank you because I know your word said it. If your word said it, and you're going to do it. So thank you, Lord. Help us to trust you no matter what. In Jesus' name, God. Amen. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Thank God for being on Faith on the Line. Thank God for you all on tonight. Thank God for you all on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for being who he is. I want to thank God for his grace and his mercy and his favor. I just want to just ask you all to continue to pray. Continue to pray. Continue to pray and continue to. Let's follow my sister on. Thank you all for tuning in. Let's follow my sister. We're getting ready to go on to back on Philippians 5 on Monday night. And it's going to be another word of prayer. God allowed me to encourage you all, and then he will allow me to pray again. Allow my sister a chance to get some rest and to be able to let the Lord minister to her. Sometimes we have to allow God to give us, get rest and then a call, let God minister to us. And I thank and praise God. She does a lot. What do you all know? She ministers every day of the week. She's always ministering. If she's not ministering, she's praying. And if she's not praying, she's it's something the Lord is allowing her to do. So I want you all to join. Let's join in on Monday night and tune back here on Friday. She will be praying for us on Friday. Thank and praise God. And I thank and praise God for that. And I want to thank you all for tuning in on tonight. And always remember that God is going to do just what he says he's going to do no matter what. I want to thank you all on tonight for joining in tonight. And I want you all to have a wonderful weekend and may God continue to bless you. And always remember, nothing can happen that God would not allow. And I thank and praise God for everything that he is and everything he's going to do. I thank and praise God that I had a good doctor report on Monday. I trust God with all the things that he's doing, the healing, but I'm not going to speak the other situation because I don't even the word say whatever we speak out of our mouth, that what it would be. So I bind up the hands of any on the other part, but I'm healed, and God said I am. So I want to trust God for everything that he do, and I believe him in everything that he do. And I'm not going nowhere till God get ready for me. I'm going to live a long life. And that's what I ask God for. I will have a long life. As long as I'm keeping his commandment and doing what his word say, the word of God say we have a long life. So I trust God no matter what. And I want you all to always remember, you don't have to accept nothing that the enemy put before you. I'm a firm believer of faith. And I walk in faith, and faith is going to carry me on. So I want you all to have a good weekend and trust God in everything you do. And always just know, don't let the devil come to you beating up on you because his word is not God's word. But God's word is going to come to pass. The devil's word is going to cease. It's not going to come to pass. And his word is going to die right along with him. So you don't accept nothing the devil throw at you. You throw it back at him. And you trust God for whatever you believe in him for. So I want to say have a good night and y'all be blessed until Monday. And I thank you all. We'll be able to see y'all again on Friday of next week with my sister, Prophetess Stacy. And I want you all to continue to keep us in prayer and continue to be encouraged. The devil don't want to see us encouraged. He don't want to see us happy. So we're going to be happy and we're going to trust God in everything you do. So y'all have a blessed night and may God continue to shine upon you all. God bless you.